Thank you.
Bye bye. Hello.
Hey, brother. I got it. I appreciate it.
Cool. So, good to go. I could I guess put a lockbox and swap out the doorknob.
I mean, if it's unlocked, then I wouldn't worry about it.
Alrighty. So, what do you think? So, once again, man, you've done houses in this area. Do you feel like that would, to me, it's in one of the best locations in my area for sure?
Yeah, we'll head on with it.
Great. Well, let's see what we do with this, and then after we get under contract with your end buyer, then I'll be glad to pitch another one your way.
Oh yeah, man, bring them on.
Yeah, I like it. What let me see. What does the vetting process look like? I mean, so when you find that end buyer and they're interested, are you asking for proof of funds and then statements and all that jazz?
Man. We don't dilly dally around. If they want it, they got to put an EMV up first. But you know, my transaction coordination team will reach out and explain the process more. But yeah, I mean, we do a good job of vetting. We don't sign anything until the EMV is in.
Sweet. Well, that all sounds good. And I guess your buyers could range. You probably could have Richmond buyers for this location and all kinds of stuff, right? So.
Yeah. Sorry, man. I'm working on a bunch of stuff here, but yeah, we've got a lot of buyers, so we have a lot of platforms as well.
Cool. Well, sounds good, man. But hey, I guess throughout the whole process, can you update as far as if you have showings at certain times, or do you guys give updates on that on your end?
If you want it.
It helps. So you know, everybody's stepping in on each other.
When they reach out to you, just let them know that you'd like to be, you know, in the loop with that.
Okay, so you have that transaction coordinator?
Yeah.
Reaching out?
Yep.
All right, sounds good, man.
All right, brother.
Thanks.
Thank
Appreciate
you. Yep, no problem.